we're honoring our catechists, youth ministers, and adult faith leaders this weekend for teaching and forming our children, youth, and us in our faith. One of the lesson matters is reinforcement, making a point by repeating it over and over in different ways, trying to make it stick. Jesus also did this. Think about all the times and ways he taught the forgiveness lesson. There were the parables of the prodigal son and the lost sheep. He taught us the Our Father prayer, where forgiveness is central. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There was last week's Gospel on Reconciliation, and he gave many other examples. And after all of this, it still didn't sink in to his disciples. Peter asked Jesus in today's Gospel, "How many times must I forgive? Seven times?" He wants to put a limit on it. And Jesus must have been exasperated. He probably thought, "Okay, dude, you want numbers? I'll give you numbers. How about 70 times 7? And in case you're doing the math and still don't get it, here's another parable. So Jesus talks about someone who owes the king a huge amount. Now, our earlier translation said 10,000 talents, which in today's money is $6 billion. The king is incredibly compassionate and forgives the debt. Then the same person who's just been forgiven runs into a co-worker who owes him about $12,000 in today's money. He doesn't cut him any slack. He sends him to debtor's prison and ruins the man and his family. The king hears about it and cancels the previous forgiveness he extended to him. Jesus ends his story by saying that just like the king, God will cancel his forgiveness if we don't imitate how much he forgives us, if we don't act like he does. Now, we learn forgiveness at home, when quarrels start with brothers and sisters and with visiting cousins. And we learn it in school, when quarrels start with classmates or when we're playing sports. But then we grow up and we take those lessons less seriously. We get self-righteous, we get resentments, we hold grudges. And like Sirach said in our first reading, we hug them tight. Maybe we don't forgive someone because that makes us feel better than they are. And we can tell everybody else about it. I do it. I do it with the priests on my short list. But with God's grace, the light of this gospel in front of me, God's grace, I'll start changing. Or maybe we don't want to forgive out of pride. We don't forgive someone because we believe that we're totally in the right, and that other person owes us an apology first. If we take that stand that there won't be any fence men until an apology comes first, we may lose that relationship. A Catholic psychologist, Sidney Callahan, puts it this way: do you want to be right, or do you want to be in relationship? So if we're feuding with someone, let's ask ourselves that question. Do we want to be right, or do we want that relationship? What's more important to us? When we don't forgive, it hardens our hearts. It's a rejection of love, of God's way with us, because when we